Welcome to Season 3, Point 1 of Last Save Loaded. Yes, this is the voice from the past. Well, specifically about 15 months ago. But anyway, I am back. Justin has lured me back into the Last Save Loaded boys, where I am sitting comfortably on Justin's lap. I'm in a seat. And joining me, as usual, he wanted me to pronounce this new episode. So, yes, my name is Colm Sheridan. And joining me, as usual, is my friend Justin, who formerly is my... He's still my friend. Yes, he is still my friend. Yes. He will be my friend for the foreseeable future, because if we got through this, we get through anything. Anyway, good evening, Justin. How are you this fine, sweaty summer's day?
I am indeed fine and sweaty on this yes. summer's day. Yes. I did start laughing as you were rekindling your old habit of waffling for 5 minutes, introducing everyone else, but not introducing yourself. So I did laugh when you actually said, "I am Colin."
Some things never change, Justin. Anyway, how are things with you, Justin? A lot has happened in the last 12 months for you. Yeah, is that correct?
That's right. Well, part of the reason for going off the air was for us to both get some life matters in order. And for me, that life matter was getting my house move sale completed. House move sale complete, my house move sorted.
Please be known that Justin only talks like this when he's talking to me, otherwise he'll talk proper.
Now, I knew that I was going to be moving across the country from the west of England to the east. I now live in East Anglia, and only sort of a short throw down the road from Mr. Knackerback Dave, who we were going to try and meet up with last week when he was in the town, but with timings of me finishing work and such, because I now work from home, we realised it wasn't going to work out. So another day, hopefully, we'll get that sorted. But Colm, selling a house is not easy. And I think you must have been through this as well in your past. Obviously, you've been on the planet a few more years than me. Only a few, Justin.
55 now I am, Justin. 55. Yes.
And this time last year, well, two, three weeks shy, you were opening the birthday present I'd sent you that I thought, what's something I could get Colin that he'd really love? And of course the answer was the Last Save Loaded t-shirt, but I was not getting it back because, you know, this the running joke would not be able to continue. So now Colm got one of the remaining Last Save Loaded mugs and a Skyrim bits and bobs set.
I would say Skyrim goodies, Justin. Yes, a lovely postcard. I also got a lovely magnet. And I got a nice chain, and yes, I was pleasantly surprised. And I think we've been talking on and off since then, haven't we, Justin, basically?
We have, more through Ruth, as she's your Xbox gaming buddy. And
because more on that later.
Because you have done quite a sensible thing. I got rid of... I got rid of Facebook like 12, 13 years ago, and you've got rid of Twitter, and, well, I hope you're a better man for it. I spend far less time on there than I used to do, and I think it's, with the way the world's gone, there's so much doom scrolling you could be doing when, you know, You could spend your time better doing other things.
As you know, Justin, I used to use Twitter as a you know, laughing, you know, for fun, basically comedy act. But no, I haven't missed it. I have been tempted to go back once or twice over the last year, but I'm so used to just looking up YouTube videos now that I haven't got time to go back to Twitter.
That's what.
Yeah, so I've taken one addiction from Twitter and put it into another source of non-sensible scrolling, but it certainly gives me a chance to stay away more from my phone than I would have normally done, because you don't realise how much you spent looking at scrolling on your phone, as you well know, Justin. But you were always a better person for doing that than I was. You were always stricter with yourself. So, Justin, how did the house sale go?
Do you
want to elaborate more on that, please?
The reason I'm laughing is because there was there was heartbreak up both ends of it. So we decided that the best thing for me to do was to sell my house and as no chain, and basically just sell it, stay somewhere for a few months whilst I then was in a position to buy a new house here in Ipswich. Yeah. And well, that is what happened, but it wasn't as simple as that, as with most things aren't ever as simple as you want them. So I got an estate agent round to value the house, and I sort of said, look, I'm thinking of doing this. And they said, okay, well, the house around the corner, that's recently sold, and it's in a much better condition than yours. I was like, yeah, I know. And they said, so we're going to put it on the market at the same value as what that sold for. It's like, okay, I was thinking it would go on for 10,000 less, but that's fine. And then they said, we'll invite some people around to have a look at it, and then we'll probably have it sold for you in a week. It's like, okay, that's faster than I thought, but fine. So it went up on the market on the Monday. On the Wednesday, they had six people round to look at it. One person put in an offer. Thank you very much, I accepted that. The next day, they apparently had spoken to my neighbours and decided to pull out. So maybe they didn't like the neighbours.
Okay.
Don't know. But that meant, you know,
you've never had any trouble with your neighbours, have you?
Not really.
Okay.
And then they put it back on the market, and I had someone come around on the Saturday. They offered on the Monday. So thank you very much. Only these ones actually knew the neighbours already, so even better. I know they knew them because they were having a chat in the street after I went back in the house. So time went on, and then they asked, oh, can we have another morning to look around it? So, yeah, okay. So I left so they could have a look around. And then the estate agent phoned me up and they said, right, well, I've got some bad news. They've basically decided that the work that it needs doing to it, because of course my house was a bit of a wreck, the work that needs doing to it, they don't feel is now worth it, and they want to pull out. And I was like, oh, okay, fine. And the guy said, but I think I can get them to accept if we knock 4,000 off it. I think we'll keep the sale. So I said, yeah, you try that. And they took 4,000 off. So even after all the fees and everything, when it went through, I still got more than what I was expecting to go on the market for in the first place. So
yeah, that's good.
I was happy. And then that then meant that they were committed to buy, and, you know, time's rolling on. I'm starting to pack things away. I'm down in Ipswich for Christmas with Ruth, and we get a message saying, oh, well, they're after a completion date of next week. I was like, oh, I can't really do that. I'm not there at the moment. So I got back in the new year, and we exchanged on the 9th. So I was all set to move in with my parents. But then, because I didn't know where I'd be, I'd ordered a game on pre-order, a board game.
Of course you did, yeah.
Yeah, on Kickstarter, and it was due to be delivered in quarter one of this year.
Now, when did you pre-order?
A good year or two earlier. This is the Sniper Elite board game.
Oh, yeah.
So, I at the time, not knowing where I'd be, I asked my friend Janine, I said, can I get it sent to your house? And she said, absolutely. So, then she told me, you know, just before New Year, oh, I'm going to America for 3 months now. I was like, yeah, but I'm having something delivered to your house. She just turned around and said, oh, well, I guess you'll have to stay at my house then. Okay. So I had a nice empty house to live in for a few months.
Wow, okay.
And then now that we've got a sale going through, me and Ruth started aggressively looking for houses in Ipswich, and we agreed a sale, and they said, okay, well, they can't move until the new build that they are buying is available. Okay. How long is that going to be? April. Okay, that's fine. Time's ticking along, and then I get a message saying, yeah, it's been delayed. It's more looking like the end of May now. This is getting a bit tedious
not
now,
good,
but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then one day I got called by the solicitors who said, yeah, we've just had the estate agents on the phone. Apparently the woman has phoned up, crying her eyes out. Their circumstances have changed and they've had to pull out. I was like, right, so I just have to accept that I've lost a couple of thousand on setting up a solicitor's fees and all that? Yeah, you can't get those back. So back to the drawing board. Because, of course, if I pulled out, they would keep my money. So
The
seller has all the power. And as it happens, a couple of weeks later, we found this house, which is actually in the next street from the one we'd looked at originally, but it doesn't have a parking space out the front, but it's very quiet. And it's, other than the parking space, it's got everything we need. And we put in an offer, and it was accepted. And they bought the house to flip it, so bought the house in August last year, you know, put in new carpets, put white paint on all the walls, and new kitchen and things like that, and put it back on the market.
Hmm.
So I was like, well, that means there's a lot less for me to do. And
we
got the keys second week of May. And so I've been off and on living here and visiting Swindon when I have to go back for work. But generally speaking, working right where I'm sitting now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell me how many what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even think of the word I'm looking for. But anyway, how many times have you been promoted just since I last known you? Because it seems that you're getting bonuses and promotions coming out your arse at this stage. I thought you might have been CEO of the company stage. No. Okay.
No. So this time last year, they changed my job role from contracts administrator to contracts advisor. The other way around. I was changed from contracts assistant to contracts administrator. And then the person who was selling the contracts went off sick in August and, long story short, did not come back to the business. So in April they went, ooh, well, we kind of need to do something about those jobs now because we can't just leave it waiting for him to come back. So my job got changed to contracts coordinator, and as part of that job role change, they wanted me to do some other bits. And I said, well, I can't continue doing everything you want me to do if you want me to progress into this new role. And so they have taken on a new assistant who reports to me. And then my friend, who was just like an analyst in the team, has gone for a new job, and she's now my direct manager. So there's been a bit of change. So, yes, I have technically been promoted because now I do actually have people reporting to me rather than just I report straight to the finance director.
Cool. So you've got little minions under you now, haven't you?
Well, just the one, but
Do you say? Do you go in a conference call every morning and say, I've got the power?
No.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
No. I go in and I've actually been going back to Swindon pretty much every week for a couple of days for the last 4 weeks in order to do training one-to-one.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. And that's the best type of training.
And I've been sort of saying, I don't want you to write notes. I want you to learn how to do the job, then write your notes. Because if you write your notes, when you need to add extra notes, you can't remember anything. And it's all gone all right. But other than that, obviously I've got broadband fitted. Today I had somebody come round and clean my chimneys. And it looks like, because I had two chimneys in this house, and we've had them blocked off. Because at one point in the past few months, I had a magpie come down one.
Lovely.
Yeah, I got up, went to the shower, because the bathroom was downstairs, and came out of the bathroom into the dining room, and there was a magpie just kind of chilling on the mantelpiece. So got it out of the house quite quickly, and it had made a mess with the soot, and then it became clear at that point, well, there's able to be a large creature come down it. It's it might be good for Santa, but it's not good for soot falling into my house.
No, it's not, no. Especially with the white walls.
Exactly. And I tell you, the saving grace we've had is through all this like 38, 40 degree heat we've had.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah.
It's been lovely in my house downstairs because all the heat went straight up the chimneys and out of the house. So brilliant. I've had today I had them come out and set. Unfortunately, they don't do it the old way. They didn't bring round a sort of 8-year-old and send them up the chimney. And Ruth's daughter cried when I suggested we did it to her. Can't think why. So we decided, because I've got central heating in the house, that I should just have them closed off and used as ornamental places rather than open fires. But it's clear that one of the fireplaces was used a lot because when they sent the brush up there, it absolutely filled the fireplace, and the other one, that nothing came down at all. So,
okay,
it was just as well I had it done, but that was £300.
Shit.
Yeah, not cheap, but needed to be done. No. So that's about it for like big significant things for me over the past year, with the exception that I've done something that I didn't think I'd ever do, and
this was even a surprise for me, Justin. Go on, explore it out there, get it out of your system.
A few months back, we're talking sort of last August, something like that.
A few months back.
I happened to be in Asda, and I saw a sign up saying Nintendo Switch with 3 months of online and Mario Kart included for £180 or something like that. And then I thought, oh, well, I get vouchers for Asda as well through work. So I phoned Ruth and I said, should I get this? What do you think? And she went, we don't need it. I said, no, but... But if I get it, then we won't ever have to worry about do we get one day. So long story short, I got one.
Wow.
And then
yeah, that's not the end of it, is it? Just
and then a few months later I saw that they did the OLED switch in Tesco for £259 as a one off. And as I was driving into Ipswich, I popped into Tesco, which is just on the road as you're coming in, and I just said, yeah, have you got any of those switches? She went, yeah, I've got one left. I was like, yeah, I'll have that then. And so...
No vouchers with that, no?
No, no, you get vouchers with that too. Yeah, I get 4% off at Tesco. And brilliant. And not to mention all the club card points I earned. So,
of course.
So I turned up at Ruth's and was like, I've got something for you. And she's got a Switch now. But it's quite funny because her daughter goes into school and says, my mum's got a PlayStation 5, an Xbox Series S and a Switch. And they're like, no, she hasn't. yes, she has.
Classic. And her name's not Colm either. Anyway.
No, she did for a while try changing her name to Multi-Platform Penguin. But I think it was too much of an homage to you to keep it like that. So, you also have had a number of new and old things in your life.
The difference between you and me is, Justin, people expect it of me, but they don't expect it of you. Now, can we just reverse back here for a minute?
Yes.
How many years are you and the lovely Ruth going out together?
It's over 2 years.
Over 2 years, okay. Now, when you met the lovely Ruth, how many consoles did she have?
Well, she had a PS2.
She had a PS2, yes. Anything else?
Not
okay,
really.
A PS2, okay.
Because
okay.
I remember I bought a Xbox off Baby Dave for 20 quid, and I gave her that.
That was when you were going out with her. Okay, so let's retrace the steps now. I wonder how many consoles I had before I met you, Justin. You see, what I'm getting at here is, Justin, I think you're an enabler of sorts.
Well, I'm an enabler to her because I bought them all. I gave her a Series S for her birthday, and then when the PS5 started becoming a bit more available, I said, look, get a digital one because anything I'm getting on PS Plus you can download anyway. And now we can play online games like, when Saints Row finally comes onto PS Plus in some format, we could probably have a go. But no, I'm not the one she's going to be playing Sniper Elite with, am I? Because she's playing that with you. And I think she experienced something this week, Colin.
It was a bit of a deja vu moment, but more so in the you know the way when we were playing Sniper Elite 4, I dropped a crate on you.
Yes.
Well, and the gas thing is, people were there to experience that as we were streaming it. But Ruth was streaming it last Thursday, and there was nobody there to experience the delight of me actually blowing up Trillion to smithereens. Now, what I had to do was, we had to go to the next objective, and the next objective happened to be a button I had to click to blow up the missile launchers. Unfortunately, the Trillion was running through the missile launchers at the time.
Yes, she showed me the clip when I got there.
So friendly fire is not
a thing, but friendly explosions are.
So that was a bit of a laugh, and I got one over on Justin. Just said, "You only dropped a crate on him. You blew me up to smithereens." I said, "Well, there you go." Well, anyway, so let's go back to July 2022. As you well know, I had all of the consoles at that stage, Justin.
I do know, yes.
I'm not sure if you were aware that I had pre-ordered the Steam Deck.
I didn't know
I
that.
May have mentioned that. I had pre-ordered the Steam Deck. Yes, that was probably July the 16th or thereabouts. So, yeah, probably not. So I just took a plunge and pre-ordered that. I do have the Steam Deck now. And, of course, I'm playing a 10-year-old game on it. Batman Arkham City. Yes. Not Skyrim. I tried Skyrim on it, but, you know, I have it on everything else. Well, anyway, as you know me and my craziness, and I've even tried to document this craziness to see if there's any patterns involved. Like, is it a certain time of the year that I decide to sell all my consoles, or is it a certain time of the year I decide to buy them all again? Well, anyway, the current situation is that I have... we'll just go over that. Anyway, so... We've one less person in the house now. Rachel has moved out. I'm sure you know about this. And she's moved into a home. Into a house, I mean. Not into a home. And she's got herself a lovely fiancé. And she's in a house in Kildare, which they are purchased. So that's great. She's also going to have a little baby girl in November. So I'm going to be a granddad. So we can all sing that song, Granddad, we love you. So that's the story here. I got 88.6% in my computer and hardware exam, which is the highest I've been told that he's ever had the privilege of correcting. So I said, well, that's good. That's a distinction. That's in the exam. Just go back over the old college stuff there. We had to go on strike there last April because they'd messed around with the course structure. So they basically had taken out, I was signed up to do the IT network, IT networking course, but they dropped one of the subjects from the course, which was maths, and tried to replace it with another course, which was Office Informatics. But because the course was not approved, we could not end up doing any other exams. At that stage, we were ready to take four exams. Because you're meant to do four subjects every term. So from April to April, we should have had four done and dusted.
Yeah.
And now I'm on my second year. And so far, I've done two exams. So basically, we got them to scrap that idea, and we were doing maths again. But we ended up having two courses that we had already completed that were not part of this overall certificate. So we can do them at the end if we wish to get a minor from it, but we're not sure at the moment. So basically, I've completed two subjects on this course. I've got one of the results today, and I'll hopefully get the other one on Wednesday. So we basically got 9 months to finish six subjects. I'm currently only doing two subjects, so I have another two subjects to get. And then we've another two after that. So I don't know what way it's going to work. Anyway, they said they'll give us an extension. I said, does this face look like it has time for an extension? And they said, no. And I said, there you go. I want out of here as quick as possible. So, yeah. So I just wanted to go back over something, Justin. Do you remember we used to have these long chats about your car and stuff? Have you had a new car in the last 12 months?
No, my car's fine.
Oh, your car's fine, is it? Okay, that's good. Oh, that was before that car. Yes, okay. And how is your mammy and daddy?
I guess they're fine.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you said that, yes. So, yeah, so there you go, Justin. I'm basically up to date now. Oh, yeah, so I go back to the console aspect. So, come October last year, I decided, you know what? I'm really getting into the PC aspect. Oh, Sandra got me a PC gamer, PC laptop last year.
Yes.
It's a GTX 3050, I think, or 3060, I think. Anyway, it's a good one. So I was getting into trying to use the mouse and keyboard. I didn't have to, but I just wanted to try it. Anyway, after 80 hours of GTA 4, I finally got the hang of the mouse and keyboard WASD. So that was a fun time. Still haven't finished the last mission in GTA 4, to which my son is very disappointed. But I decided, you know what? You know, Justin wouldn't be surprised at this. But anyway, we're going for it. We're going for broke. We'll just get rid of everything and just have the console. Just the PC. And that's it. And that was fine for about 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Then I... was it 2 or 3 months or 1 month? Anyway, I basically told Sandra I couldn't live without my Switch anyway, so we got Switch back. And then I was grand, PC, Switch, great, wonderful. Then Rachel's fiance had his old PS4 and she said to me, do you want to... He's not using it now because he's a PS5. And I went, ah, sure, I might as well use it and see, can I... have some games there in my library. And that was the end of that. So in between that, then I was enjoying that and it was too noisy and it was annoying me. And then I said, no, I'm going to get a PS Pro. And then I got a PS Pro and for £120, I picked one up on adverts. It's my favourite place at the moment. CEX is not my favourite place anymore. Adverts is. And so... got one of them and that was still noisy. And then I bribed my mother into getting me a PS5 for my birthday. So she did.
You didn't bribe her. You claimed poverty and poor childhood.
Yeah, that's it. I claimed you never really got me out of nice from my childhood. My own friend had to even get me a stretch Armstrong, I said to her. So anyway, I still have the stretch Armstrong. So basically, I'm back to square one again, Justin. I've got all the consoles apart from the Switch. And yeah, Sandra's going to kill me if I get anything else now at the moment. So yeah, she's still with me, by the way. She's still with me. It's a miracle.
Good, good, good.
And yeah, so there you go. It's funny, I started walking the last couple of months. I walk into college and back. It's only a 30-minute walk there and 30 minutes back, so it's not too bad. But I weighed myself today and I'm actually getting heavier instead of lighter, so I don't understand that. I haven't had a drink in... I had a drink when I was on holidays. I woke up at 3 in the morning with my belly... looked like I was pregnant. It was a gastro thing, and yeah, don't touch drink now. Basically, because the doctor said my pancreas levels are up a little, so I have to stay off the drink. But do you know what? I don't miss the drink now at this stage. In words you never thought I'd say, Justin. So if you ever go to EGX again, you won't have to carry me home. So yeah, so that's basically me up to date. 55, going to be a granddad in November. And yeah, that's it basically. I've still got all the consoles. And Steam Deck is really an awesome piece of kit. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that later. So yeah, Justin, it's good to be back.
Good.
I have to say, I'm happy.
I'm happy to be here and recording more.
Excellent. So Justin... what should we do next? Oh, yes, I'm in control. Isn't that right? So I have to tell you what to do. And yeah, apparently I tell you what to do. You never listen anyway.
I'm completely listening. I'm not looking at my phone for...
Okay, so we've done the what you've been up to, which is a good section of the podcast. So, Justin, I'm going to ask you, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order?
Oh, how I've missed that question. In the chronological order, my last save loaded was Yakuza Kiwami.
Ooh. Now, where did you get this, Justin?
This was on PS Plus a while back.
Oh, yeah, I think I have it. Even though I don't have Plus anymore. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, well, back last year, I bought Ruth... Yakuza Like a Dragon, which she thoroughly enjoyed, and although she's encouraged me to play it, me being me, I've got to play all the other games first. So
there's a lot of games.
So I'm starting on Yakuza 1, and I'm currently on Chapter 4. I've just unlocked the ability to roam around the town as I like and start getting jumped on by Majima.
Nice.
So far, he's turned up as a policeman and tried to arrest me, and he's chased me out from a side street, and I haven't had any of the hilarious ones where he comes up from a manhole cover or he's hiding in a bin or anything like that, but it's fun. Mm. But some of the fights, like the end of Chapter 3... boss fight just took so long because I just couldn't do any damage. I'm enjoying it. I'm trying to do lots and lots of side quests. I'm currently just unlocked the Scalextric, you know, pocket racers.
Oh, cool.
And because I've got, because it's Yakuza Kiwami, which is like the slightly enhanced edition, the re-release for the PS4, you get free upgrades. So you meet this guy and he's like, oh yeah, I've got stuff for you. Here's a super powered engine. Here's fast gears and stuff like that. And I'll tell you what, Colin, I went to the tutorial race where they teach you how to go around and you have to win in the first race. And you played games like Gran Turismo, where they have the Sunday Cup, where it's all people driving things like Nissan Micras. And let's just say I may as well have turned up to one of those races with a Lamborghini, because on an 8-lap race, I think second place hadn't even done 4 laps by the time my car finished. I was just sat there going, this is hilarious. And then I went on to the second race and my car jumped off the track. So I was like, okay, I need to slow it down a bit. Well, it turns out I slowed it down too much because then it got lapped by everyone else. So I've now bought all the available gears and engines and wheels and stuff. So I'm going to spend a bit of time trying to tinker and get through that. As well as that, I was doing the card game, which isn't a card game. It's, well, it's basically Dead or Alive. The kid that introduces you to the game, he says, he describes it as fairies dress up as beetles and things and have a fight. And it's basically a rock, paper, scissors game, but it may as well be on the outcome of a Dead or Alive game, because you're aware of certain gravity effects in Dead or Alive. Yeah, well, this is that, but it's also... I mean, Kiryu's saying, I don't think this is really a kid's game, because...
All right.
You know, okay. they're somewhat...
sausages.
Let's just say if it was D&D, they wouldn't be worried about their dexterity on account of having very light clothing. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm trying to do side missions before I get stuck in on the main quest in that. Enjoying it so far. I can see that it's going to take a while. Previous to that, the night before, finished playing the game Kiwi with Ruth. So we pretty much played this in two sittings. The idea is that you can play it on your own or you play it as a co-op. And if you play it as co-op, you control a kiwi each. And, you know, the New Zealand bird.
Yeah.
And
is this on PlayStation?
It's on PlayStation. I don't know if it's on other formats. I imagine it would be. But
is this one of these cheeky plats?
No. Oh, God, no. We're not going to be going with that. Here's the idea. So imagine that you've got a post office that needs telegrams typed and a word comes up on the screen and between you, you have to run around and press the buttons to type the letters.
All right, okay.
But then storms happen and the buttons get blown around, so you then have to chase them when they get moved to a different location.
Okay. And it's all on a timer, basically.
Yes, it's all on a timer, yeah. And
so it's like Cooking Mama for Scrabble.
It's more like Overcooked.
Overcooked Scrabble, yeah. Or something, yeah. Okay, all right.
But for some reason, me and Ruth managed to play quite a lot of Overcooked without getting annoyed with each other. And we managed to play through this game without getting annoyed with each other.
Oh, wow.
We have a very good understanding for these little two-player co-ops of just going, I'm doing this, therefore you are doing that, and you know, yeah. Not even paying attention to what the other person's doing, but you know, sooner or later, one of you is going to call out, done, and the other one will go, right, and I need to do my bit.
Yeah.
You know? And in this one, when you want to send your telegrams, you have to press a button at the same time, so you've got to communicate like 3, 2, 1, press, and stuff. Yes. And then the only other game I've been playing in recent weeks, because it took me quite a bit of time, was Kena Bridge of Spirits, which I have finished.
Okay, when you say it took you quite a bit of time, did you platinum this?
I did not. I played through on hard, because to do the platinum, you would have to do a second playthrough playing on Master.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll see how tough it is on hard in case I decide to go for it.
Mm.
And one or two of the bosses took me quite a while, many attempts to get through, to the extent where I did consider dropping the difficulty to just finish the game. And then it turned out, yeah, if you start... You, at the time, you couldn't do a new game plus or anything like that.
Mm.
So I finished the game, I deleted it, thinking, right, it's done, I'm moving on. And then this week they've just released a patch and gone, hey, you can have New Game Plus now. And you can have special outfits and more challenges and things. So yeah. I did think, oh, well, maybe I'll go back and do it. But no, I'm not going back and doing it because I've got enough games I need to play that I don't want to be replaying the same game now.
Hmm. It's just that when I saw you playing this game, I went, bet you he's gone for the platinum disc. Now, it turns out I got this game as well, but I haven't gone as very far as you. And it's not an easy game, to be honest with you. Even though I'm playing it on normal, it's still not a walk in the park by any means.
Yeah, Ruth played it before me and said, like, oh, it's very pretty and stuff, but there are difficult bits. And
I
wanted to just... I wanted to play on hard to show to show myself, if you want to try it, yeah, you're already used to taking on the bosses, but...
Yeah.
No, I definitely, once I was about 20 hours in, thought, considering how small this game is in the grand scheme of things...
Yeah.
It's taking a long time.
Yeah, yeah. What about this, did you plan on that other game?
Which other game?
The one you were playing there last week, the scary one. What do you call it? You were going for the plat, I think, weren't you? What's it called? The ones with the teenagers
The last game, if you're thinking of Until Dawn.
No, the other one I'm talking about. You remember you playing it? I remember you were playing it. Hold on, let's see. You were trying to get the plat or something.
I got the platinum in the non...
Oxenfree.
Oh, no, I... So, I am going to go for that, but it will still require me another 2 playthroughs. I went for the Silent Protagonist Award, where you don't speak in the game, and it didn't trigger, so I'm going to have to do it again. I must have messed up and pressed the button at some point.
Ah, right, cool. You were playing Untitled Goose's game as well, were you? Some stage, you know?
Yeah, me and Ruth finished that on co-op quite a few weeks ago.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was playing it with a door. So, yeah, that's what I've been playing in recent weeks. But it brings me great pleasure to ask, Colin, what was your last save loaded?
Right this moment in the chronological order, it's just before we recorded Batman Arkham City. I'm currently 10 hours into it. I'm playing on the Steam Deck, and it plays beautifully. And I basically... I'm dying quite a lot. I have to look for the Joker in some plant place. Anyway, I basically had to... I got stuck in it, so I had to YouTube and see what the story was, because I couldn't find it. Anyway, loving it. Then I'm playing Dying Light 2 with my son. And Dying Light 1 was a very enjoyable game, with a lot of tension at the start, because you felt helpless and you felt really useless. And the monsters, especially at night time, if you weren't leveled up enough, you were going to get your ass kicked. Well, anyway, apparently they must have changed the whole staff into place when they did Dying Light 2, because it's not anything like the first game. The parkour aspect of it has improved a lot. I don't know where they're going with the story, but we've got names I've never heard these names before, like Hanuk, Haku or something. I don't know where they're getting the names from, like Reggie and stuff, like these weird names. Anyway, so, and the story, you know, when you play a game and you know you just know interest in the story, and I usually tend to like to listen to the dialogue in the game. Well, I can guarantee you there's more dialogue in this game than there is in a Final Fantasy or a Solid Snake game. There is so much dialogue, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, so we're about 20 hours in, they're really scabby with their achievements. They're basically taking a bit of Far Cry, a bit of Assassin's Creed, and a small bit of Dying Light, and tried to make a totally new game, and it just does not work. And I am sorry to say, but we are just, myself and my son, because he is like you, Justin. He sticks to one console, he sticks to one game and gets it done and dusted, and he's determined to finish this game. So I am determined to go along with that.
But are you then going to play on your own afterwards?
I have been sneaking around a few bits on my own to level up. The good thing is when I play in his game, I still keep all my levels and all my weapons.
So he's not randomly going, Dad, how come you're suddenly 10 levels higher than me?
No, I haven't heard that much. No, he came down and said, what the hell are you playing this on your own for, Dad? I said, I don't know why I'm playing it so, because it just pains me to do this, but I have to do it. Anyway, so unfortunately, I'm really looking forward to this game, and it's just been a... I even said, went over in Carlos a few weeks ago and I said, what's Dying Light 2 like? He said, it's not as good as the first one. He didn't say it was a heap of crap. So, he didn't say, no, don't buy that card. He didn't say anything like that. So currently he's trying to get me to get Elden Ring so we can play together. But yeah, whatever.
Is he trying to get you to play it on Xbox? Yes.
Yeah.
I platinum that.
Yeah. You platinumed, yes, you did, Justin. I've seen that. You were on it for many, many a day.
I think it was 140 hours or something silly like that.
But I have to say, yes. Did you enjoy it, Justin?
I did. I enjoyed quite a lot of it. And then there was, as with all games like that, there was some bits you just like, come on, how cheap is that as a boss? And when you go to fight some bosses and you just feel over-leveled and you pretty much just do it on the first attempt and then others... There's the infamous Melania fight. And I was watching a video. This is after I finished it. I was watching a video with tips on how to beat the fight. And yes. This guy just went, well, my tip is, this fight is optional. Don't do it.
Okay, that's good. Oh, brilliant. So then on a Thursday, myself and Trillion play Sniper Elite 5. I'm not sure how far we are into it, but we're a good bit in now. We make progress on every Thursday, so we're happy with that. I had the misfortune, as I already explained earlier, that I blew her up. But, who knows? There's plenty of time for her to get her own revenge on me. And then in between that, I'm playing Kenya Bridge of Spirits. Kenya. Anyway, Kenya Bridge of Spirits. It's quite a cute game, and Justin already spoke about it, so there's not much point to me speaking about it. So as usual, we have, I do a short one and Justin does a long one. Anyway, so let's get on to the Twitter comments. Justin, would you like to read this out now, Justin? Because it's a long one and I don't know how to read.
Well, yeah. So Twitter comments this week are just a couple that have come out over the last, last year. There was no question of the week this week, so... Or was there? No, I did put something cryptic out earlier, but I thought it, in order to rekindle this format, I would just add in, we had Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77, this is a few months back, he posted general post out saying, I've come to the realisation that I spend too much time looking down and not enough at the world around me. So I'm making some changes, and sadly that means the end of my hashtag FF podcast tweets, which would go out every Friday with the Friday follows. I'd like to wish all the podcasts luck for the future and thank everyone for the support over the years. I've made a lot of friends and have a deep respect for podcasters and the work that goes into it. I will still do my thank you tweets as I listen on a daily basis. I hope you all understand, and thank you all again for everything. Much love to you all. Now, I sent him a message and just said, on behalf of our podcast, I wanted to thank him for constantly supporting us every week. And he said, you won't be taken off my podcast feed, so I'll be there for the relaunch, and good luck with the new house. Well, the new house is going well, so thank you.
It's always the relaunch.
Well, I haven't put the show out yet. And Michael at Mick McGrawty, he actually asked me just as recently as last week, is the podcast on hiatus? Finally getting back into podcast listening after far too long, and notice you haven't had an episode in nearly a year. I sort of said, well, just keep your ear to the ground kind of thing. And he said, looking forward to a new episode popping up there on his feed. So I said there wasn't really a question of the week. We a tweet was put out by me earlier that just said, testing, testing, are you receiving us? And Thomas at Ordinary Magoo said, hello, is it me you're looking for?
Excellent.
Now, obviously Trillian knew that we were recording, but she also retweeted and just kind of went, this sounds a bit ominous. Yes, she is not in this house. She is down the road in her own house, and hopefully in the coming months that will change. But we don't have any podcasts for the time being, podcast mentions for the time being. As
well, I'd like to mention a few of the long gone ones that have since ceased since we've
That's right. After we took a break, there was a bit of a culling of podcast shows.
Nothing to do with me.
So, feel free to mention away.
So, Character Unlocked, and they finished up. So, yeah. That was a sad day. I only realised that a couple of months after they'd finished up, actually, or about a week or two after that. And then the other lads as well.
Carl Palmer's group.
Yeah, Carl Palmer's Band of Gamers. That's the one. Yeah, so and maybe they'll come back because they have taken a hiatus before and they've missed it so much that they've come back. But as Bit Dead said, you know, respect to anybody that does podcasting. And yeah, with that in mind, then I think Justin has something to say.
I was just going to add on the back of yours, you know, that not only did we take a break, but also Midlife Gamer has taken an official break of sorts.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as us and continuing to do the show and making sure that we have the energy and energy and motivation to make sure that we can have a good fun chat every time we record. We've been talking a lot over the past few weeks on how we were going to sort of relaunch the show, and you know, people who weren't asleep at the intro will have noticed Colin introducing a season 3, episode 1, and that's going to fall in line with a slight change to the format. We're still planning to do alternate sort of what we've been playing, what we've been watching, but by dropping to one show a fortnight, it means we can take it in turns editing sort of once a month. And
yeah,
rather than once a week, or if someone's off, once every week for 3-4 weeks on the trot.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, we tend to record for an hour or so, and then there's editing on it. It does take its toll.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that we don't enjoy listening back and hearing the sorts of things we actually cut out of the show, but like today, I will be cutting out a lot of my coughing and sneezing. Here we are. New podcast tweet has just arrived from Gav, at Postman Gav, who's just replied to testing with, ooh, this is exciting. So, free shout out there, Gav. He's a very nice gentleman. I met him a few months ago. I invited him to turn up at a Blood Bowl tournament I was going to, Colin. You know, that game you hate. So he's getting into that.
Speaking of hatred, Justin, are you still doing your Monday board? Have you found a new board game club around?
I haven't been looking for a new board game group. But as part of my unpacking, Ruth allowed us to get the wall unit from IKEA that is the saviour of all board gamers, known as the Kallax unit. And we got a 4x3, so 4 squares by 3 squares wall unit, and it became very clear that wasn't enough, so a week or so later, or probably a month even,
you got more.
We got another one. We got a 4x4 to go with the 4x3.
Have you got enough now?
We've got enough now, but you've just reminded me, Colin.
Yeah.
This should have gone in at the start, but when I decided to sell my house, I said to my parents, do you want my TV? Because I just bought a new TV in Ipswich, and it's at Ruth's house. And they said, oh, well, sound's gone on our TV, we'll take it. And I went round to see them, and they weren't using it. And I said, what's up with the TV? They said it kept turning itself off. I was like, oh, it didn't do that for me, and I've been using it for a couple of years. I know Colin told me it was a shite TV, but I never had any problem with it. Anyway, they came down to visit and drop off our bikes as part of my move. And they turned up and went, well, we've got a spare table for you. You can have that. I'm like, I don't have space for a table. Ruth's daughter might need one when she starts school. Okay, fine. And then they're like, oh, we've also brought your TV for you. Like, why? I've got a new TV. So now we've been talking that when Ruth does move, we're going to have one TV in the living room and one TV in the dining room. And we'll have a PlayStation on each TV so we can do online co-op from different rooms in the house.
That sounds
perfect. That's what you do with Ryan, isn't it?
Yeah. He actually doesn't talk through the headsets. He just rings me on the phone. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Oh, that sounds great. That sounds paradise. I'll have to drop over next year.
So, well, yeah, there's plenty of room for it. So, That was the thing to take away from this was that we're going to be recording every other week, and it also allows you, dear listener, an opportunity to hear us talk about hopefully different games when we say what we've recently been playing, rather than, yeah, I'm still playing that 120-hour game I was playing last week. Or in the case of Colin, I'm still playing Skyrim. This time I'm playing on the Switch on big screen or Steam Deck.
Steam Deck. It's fabulous on Steam Deck, Justin.
I take it beats the Switch version.
Right? Oh, of course, yeah.
But you haven't played it in VR yet?
I couldn't, remember? It just made me dizzy. I couldn't do it. Mm. I know you said change the controls, but I just couldn't do it, so I never... That's the sad stage.
Well,
you did, didn't you?
No, I've never opened my Skyrim VR, because I don't want to, lose myself. But maybe one day. I haven't actually got the VR in the house yet. Hopefully I'll bring it back next month.
It's way too sweaty to play VR anyway, no matter what. Yeah. This time of year, it's way... Even putting the headphones on is sweaty. So anyway, we'll leave it at that thought, me sweating and Justin coughing. It's great to be back, Justin. This is a momentous occasion. And Do we just say goodbye, Justin, or do you want to...
No, I was just going to say, well, I guess all that remains to be said is if you've picked us up on your podcast feed because you didn't delete us, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back. And for those of you that follow Last Save Loaded on Twitter, there will be a question of the week next week, but feel free to drop us a mention and let us know that you are surprised to hear us recording again.
Yeah, and as surprised as I am. Anyway, Justin, say goodbye, Justin.
Goodbye, Justin.
Goodbye, Justin.
Let me put this in here, said the bishop to the choir boy.
I don't miss the drink now at this stage. In words you never thought I'd say, Justin. So if you ever go to EGX again, you won't have to carry me home. What are you doing, Justin?
I'm trying to press the mute button so I can cough.
Oh, right. Well, just cough anyway. Just tell me to shut up and cough.
Yeah, but then I've got to listen to it on the edit.